Oh, man, are we in the building today? I think they missed a scrap. I think they.
Y'all really, better.
I think they.
You better. The hell.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another edition, another episode of New Installment. First of all, happy Easter. You feel what I'm saying? Happy New Month. Happy April. happy all of that. But welcome in to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite podcast on these streets, entertainment news podcast in these streets program. You feel what I'm saying? This is the Opinionated Brothers with your boy, Ty the Pie Guy, and Cousin Scrap in the building, and also HD. You feel what I'm saying? Cousin Scrap is back in the building. What Scrap, are you here with us?
Yeah, you know, it won't be a show without technical difficulties.
Of course. And my man's,
you know, man,
he getting that good open road in, getting that truck driving in. So, you know, it wouldn't be us if it didn't have technical difficulties. You feel what I'm saying? He might just call in, but we'll see what happens. But I hope everybody's having a great day. Listen, we here. But it's been I hope everybody's had a great week. We needed a little break from last week. I pinched a nerve. I'm not lying to y'all. I pinched a nerve in my shoulder.
My dog was over there hurt.
Like, boy, I've never pinched a nerve in my life, Scrap. In my life. That's
what we get, you know. And what happened when you turn 30, man? Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Boy, why y'all didn't tell me? Why nobody let me know? Nobody sat here and told me shit. Y'all didn't let me know this pain was going to be like, you know, you had to heal up for a week. You know what I'm saying? Like, usually I bounce back in, like, you know, a couple of days. You know, I'm back in the gym. Like, I had to ask one of my partners, like, yo, should I go to the gym? He was like, hey, bro, just wait another day. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, just relax.
Straight up.
You know, relax. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, you welcome to 30. That's exactly what he said. But, yeah, I pinched the nerves. So I was out of commission for a minute. I couldn't. Initially, when I pinched the nerve, I didn't know I pinched the nerve. I thought I just slept wrong and had a crook in my neck. But that crook immediately turned into like a very much pinched nerve, which went from like my neck side, like the, what is this, left side of my neck, kind of all the way down to my shoulder area. And boy, I couldn't move. Every time I kind of, my muscles locked up, I was sitting there. I almost cried, Scrap. I'm not gonna lie to you. That was some pain. That was some pain. I was not ready for that pain. But we back. You feel what I'm saying? Had to just, you know, massage it out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Get some stretching. You know what I'm saying? A little yoga. You know, get back into it. You feel what I'm saying? But we back now. He nerve is good. Neck is good. Life is good, Scrap. Can't complain. Everything is good. How you doing, brother?
Shit, I'm all right, man. You know, I'm taking what is given, you know?
Amen to that. Because you got to.
You know what I'm saying? You can't
do nothing else but just take what it can give you and then, you know, make your pot of goodness off of that. Listen, guys, we have a phenomenal, I'm not even going to lie to you, we got a great show for y'all today. We're going to talk about a lot of things over the break. Of course, our YouTube and our social medias are still churning out content, and of course we have had some people in the comments commenting on our content, and before we get into our topics and everything, I want to give my brother in arms, Cousin Scrap, the floor to address some of you guys, because we put out a clip. And necessarily talking about, you know, Trump and who you're voting for. And I always say that y'all literally play right into the hands of the algorithm or just engagement, period. I know some of you are intelligent enough to engage, and I do engage with you, but there are a lot of you who just are trollers and just sit here and engage just to say shit and not actually go back and actually listen to the whole clip. So I'm going to give Scrap the floor and allow him to address some of you guys.
Oh, shit. Y'all can hear me, right? Oh, y'all can. So check this out. So we had a few folks under the clip that my cousin did posted. Seems to me y'all ain't watched the whole fucking show, or you just dumb as fuck. Either one. That's what I'm getting out of it. Cause let me tell y'all something. This trucking shit, and it sounds like motherfuckers that wasn't in. That don't drive trucks, or you have no idea what's going on out here in the world. And that shit really blows me for some of y'all to be saying what the fuck y'all be saying. Excuse y'all while I'm trying to get fuel and talk to these dummies. Like I was saying before about the whole Trump situation, but since we got dumb motherfuckers, ever since y'all granddaddy been in the office, shit just been going left. And when I say left, 90% of truck drivers have quit or have sold their equipment due to this shit. 90%. 90. Another thing, we make way more money. I have to put.
I think our boy done went out on us. He was giving y'all the soliloquy and then he went out, but that's okay. I put the clip out, just to see what the reaction was going to be. No, Scrap is not a Trump supporter. He's not one of you guys, right? He's just stating facts. And what those facts were was that under Trump, truck drivers were getting paid a lot more money than what they're getting paid now. He showed me his pay stub. That pay stub was crazy. Do you hear me? We about to get him back on the line really quick. Give me 1 second, y'all. Scrap.
My bad, y'all. I guess the video shit wasn't working out because I'm trying to work too.
That's all right. Give me a second. You back in? Wait, hold on. I'm trying to get you back in. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Why is it not going through the video?
Oh, Lord. We oughta fucked up the video.
Wait. Oh, no. It is. Oh, you threw the headphones. Jesus. My God. Go ahead, Scrap. Jesus Christ.
Hold on. Give me a quick second. You can talk about something else real quick.
All right.
While I do this.
All right. So, listen. While Scrap is fueling up the tank and everything like that, we have a great show for y'all today, right? So we'll get to Scrap's soliloquy a little bit later. But we have a great show for y'all today. We have some things that we're going to discuss again. We're going to talk about our MVP of the week, our client of the week, of course. We're going to talk about Candace Owens, the bridge, the Baltimore Bridge collapsing, Mayor Eric Adams, and what that looked like. And we're going to talk about kind of how we I guess old school fashion, if you want to say, in the black community and what that looks like, and a little bit of this Moscow shooting that Scrap sent me over. We'll discuss that a little bit too. So let's get a little bit right into it. MVP of the week this week, none other than the legendary, iconic Mr. K Dot, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar, hip hop artist, rapper, actor, if you want to say, philanthropist, icon in his own right, has been pretty much silent, right? When it comes to the, he's been pretty much silent when it comes to kind of the rap. Kind of what, since Morale, since Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, he's really been quiet, right? And that's what we get a lot from Kendrick in kind of his own greatness, because he is solidified. He is kind of morphed into a icon living, legend living in the game right now. Just because of all of the great things and great music and just being just who he is. But sometimes you gotta come back and let niggas know. Right? So if we know first person shooter with Drake and J. Cole, you know, kind of the big three line of J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick, I guess what we as the public didn't know, Scrap, if you're listening, I guess what we didn't know as the public is that Future and Drake are having beef. That beef also has spilled over into super producer Metro Boomin. Now, what does that have to do with this? Well, allegedly, according to the streets, Metro Boomin and Drake are at odds as well. Hold on, Scrap. Let me get you back in here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Okay, perfect.
So Kendrick is, you know, of course, at his park doing his thing. He's not worried about all of this until Scrap, a moment comes along. A moment comes along, everybody, where a new project with Metro Boomin and Future comes and shuts the streets down. Right? Everybody move out the way. The best duo in hip hop, I would say in music right now, damn near, is here. Because if young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you. Period. Right?
Yeah.
You then, because of all of this kind of two-man beef going on, right? You can say Drake and Cole on one side, Metro and Future on the other side. Future sits here and says, hey, Metro sits here and says, hey. You want to call up K-Dot and see if he'll throw us a verse? You call up K-Dot. K-Dot said, what up, though? K-Dot throws you the verse. And it's probably one of the best verses of 2024. Now, it's not one of Kendrick's best verses of all time because, to me, it was light. That was a light smack on the butt. That was a, hey, I'm here, I'm listening, I've been listening, don't get this shit fucked up and twisted. Because, see, now that he done sat here and said what he said on the damn song, you done got light-skinned Drake now. Drake is light-skinned, okay? You got videos of him over here just mad emotional. See, niggas like Kendrick go to the park and do push-ups. Chill in the park, relax, roll him some weed, read a book, go hang out with his homies, write a song, chill out, go do some work. Like, Kendrick is on a whole nother wavelength and still, like, him versus Cole is what I'm excited to see. I don't give a damn about what Drake got in the tank. I really don't. For me personally, I don't give a fuck. I can care less. Because Future, who's literally in the top five, and you then have Metro Boomin, who's damn near one of the best producers of our generation.
Hello.
You then bring them together, which they was always together. Hence, if Young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you. We've been listening to him for years. It's been almost a decade, yeah. Damn near.
Yeah.
Maybe a decade plus. We've been listening to them for years. So you have top five, top three, top one producer versus who? Cole and Drake? Now, I'm not saying Cole and Drake ain't about to bring some heat. But let's not act like these three powerful individuals are not about to sit here and move the needle. Kendrick only had to sit here and drop one verse to sit here and make niggas shake shit up and start talking that talk for real.
Fuck the big three. It's just big.
God damn.
Y'all niggas' chest started hurting after that.
Boy. He said, fuck, I'm not here for friends. But J. Cole said it too in First Person Shooter. He said, J. Cole said, but I feel like Muhammad Ali, nigga. I'm the one. See, for me, I'm loving the J. Cole Kendrick because that's where I'm at with it. Two of the best going at it. Again. I know Drake is probably going to come with some heat, but I've already seen Drake kind of reacting to what Kendrick has been saying and how people are reacting to Kendrick. And I will say this, Scrap, and I'll let you go after. I don't know if Drake has the people, like the pulse of the people. Like, I don't think he has them like Kendrick has them.
Right.
You feel me? Like, here's the thing, Scrap. In order for Drake to do what Kendrick did on a light level, and I say light, very light, on a light level, Scrap, he's going to have to bring us a back-to-back. He's going to have to bring us a Meek Mill type of diss, that era, that aura. We need that. We need that type. We need that back-to-back energy where it's going to be not only a diss, but it's going to be a slapper too. We're going to need that from you. Because, again, this was light. This was just a tap on the ass like, oh, I hear you, nigga.
And you know what's crazy about it? Like my boy keeps saying, it was light. But Drake going to have to come all the way for something. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, come on, like, and then after Drake come out with his all the way, Kendrick gonna spend a block on that shit again.
Oh, ready.
So now it's gonna be like, you know, like, it ain't. I don't know what to tell y'all, man.
That man was chilling. He probably heard a lot of the disses, probably undercover sneak disses, maybe in songs that we don't even know, Scrap, from, you know, J. Cole or Drake and other songs that we don't know. But he's listening. He's a rapper. He's a music enthusiast. He's listening. My man's is listening. Don't think that he's not. He's always listening. Music heads like that are always listening, especially to the top niggas. Y'all listening to each other. All I'm looking at is reactions. And the way Drake has reacted a little bit, come on, Drake. I would say we need some music, right? Cole, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. This is good for hip-hop. This is good for music, period. This is just good for music. So shout out to Kendrick. Coming back with a nigga, fuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Fuck you talking about. Alright. Clown of the week, man. I wanna preference this by saying first, there was a lot of clownery over the time that we were gone. And I really had to really dumb this down to like three people, but I like three things of clownery. But after watching this entire documentary, Quiet on Set, the entire Nickelodeon from the heads of state of Nickelodeon all the way to Dan Schneider need to be like fired, done. Like, y'all are
trash.
Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. Now, if you don't know what Quiet on Set is, it is the documentary that focuses on Nickelodeon and child stars that were disrespected, violated, raped, sexually assaulted by older men and by men who ran these shows. And as I told Scrap on our call off air, I said to him, they didn't have one molester in that bitch. They had three. How do you allow three child molesters to roam in your facility? Now, I don't give a fuck about the correct term, to the way to use it nowadays. I don't give a fuck. How could you have child molesters in your building and you are not running background checks on these people? I want to know. Because I don't give a fuck about how much money a nigga is making you. Why is the safety of kids such a problem for you nasty sons of bitches? I don't understand. There's so many fucking commercials, so many fucking awareness campaigns, so much shit around safety for kids, but do we actually practice that shit? Do we? This is what Quiet on Set tells me. All talk, no action. You say you're going to be here for the kids, but as you saw, as a lot of us saw, those kids went through literal trauma. Drake Bell, my brother, I am so sorry. My brother, I am so... I was a big Drake and Josh fan. Watched it a lot. I was more of a Cartoon Network type of guy. But when I did watch Nickelodeon, Drake and Josh was definitely one of my shows to watch. To watch that particular episode about Drake, and he didn't even have to go into detail about what Brian Peck did to him, about what that nasty, vile, child molesting looking ass nigga did to him. But you knew just by him saying, think about the nastiest, vilest shit. That's what he did. And there's still niggas out here who work for Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon. There's still niggas out here who do this shit. Where is the safety? Where is it? Y'all are disgusting to the parents.
Trash!
Hey. The fact that Drake's mom allowed that shit to go down. I'm sorry. No. Because you're... I know I'm going to get flack for this, Scrap. I know I am. But we going to run that fucking tape back. His father told her specifically, do not. I don't give a fuck if me and my son cannot have a relationship because of this fucking prick who, again, when we are in positions of power, we want to use that power to exploit, to harm, and to fucking danger. And literally, that's what this was. And Drake's father told Drake's, he told his mother this. He said to her ass, do not allow my son around this nigga. And what did you do? What the fuck did you do? Golly. Not only did you allow this man around him, you allowed this man to take him places, do shit with him. He's fucking 14, 15. I'm not, it's not processing.
That's crazy. All for the munyuns, huh?
All for the munyuns. So what do we say about the parents also? You're disgusting. Not his father, because his father was watching out. And because his father was looking out, his father got kicked out. Because when you look out for your kids, obviously in Hollywood, that's a problem.
Trash!
That's disgusting. Y'all had my black guy up there getting licked on by dogs full of peanut butter and a skin tight. What the f-
trash?
Y'all some filthy, nasty, dirty.
Nigga, you had Ariana Grande squeezing potatoes like she's squeezing a dick. Y'all got these girls getting blasted on y'all got these girls getting blasted on in the face with like goo and shit, knowing the perception of what it looks like is a cum. What are we doing, bro?
But we ain't know, because we was, you know, younger and shit.
But
now that we older, now the shit all coming together now.
Bro, because if you look at it now, it's like, whoa. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. Y'all real slick.
Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
Who ran a lot of these shows, who hired a lot of these people, needs and has to take some responsibility, because you was a vile fat motherfucker yourself.
Trash!
Nigga had big back energy, double chin energy. I don't trust a nigga with double chin and big back energy.
Yo.
I don't trust them. I don't trust you. Especially with that fucking haircut you was rocking. Get the fuck out of here. And you telling me you didn't know that Brian was sitting here doing that shit to Drake? You didn't know about a lot of shit in the... Come on, bro. You sitting here want to yell and scream at niggas. Nigga, if I was on that set, I would have told you to get your fat ass out of my face before I go show you a goddamn double cheeseburger and your ass get on all fours and start eating that shit. Get the fuck out my face. Who are you to disrespect? Who are you to taunt? Who are you? You ain't nothing. You just made some fucking shows. Who shows that made a lot of money? Man, nigga, the fuck? Because obviously Nickelodeon didn't, and Nickelodeon didn't give a fuck. Nickelodeon did not give a fuck about these kids. Convince me otherwise.
To hide behind the scenes of the Disney kids. Yo. Y'all over here doing the same shit. Even worse.
Scrap. They about to put out a Disney one. They going to put out a Disney one. And I told you off air.
We see what happened to the Disney children.
They fucked up. Look at Orlando Brown. He barely hanging on by a thread.
They fucked up. They are fucked. The Disney kids are fucked up. Lindsay Lohan, Orlando Brown, Raven.
Right. Lindsay Lohan just trying to make her career come back.
You know what I'm talking about? Miley Cyrus, she jumped out there.
Right. She just trying to have, she making a career. Like, come on, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
But to know Nickelodeon was on this type of time.
Nickelodeon, y'all was on the same shit. Even worse.
Nigga, you on that type of it. Scrap, if that's my kid, I don't care. Y'all talking about all the parents can be in there. Nigga, that don't mean the parents got power in the on set. That don't mean a damn thing. But I do have power over my child.
Most definitely.
And I don't give a fuck what white, black, blue, green, fat motherfucker, green motherfucker, skinny motherfucker tell me otherwise. That's my child. And I'm going to get my child, whether a girl or boy, up out of here before I deal with some child molesters. Y'all had three on set that were doing dumb shit.
Nasty.
One was sending dick pics over email. One was over here sitting here, I mean, just raping Drake. And then the other one was over here sitting here trying to touch and feel. And y'all didn't do anything for real until the police got involved. Scrap. Nickelodeon did nothing. And that's my thing. The heads of state at Nickelodeon did nothing. You allowed this to go on for 15 plus years and probably still allowing that shit to go on. Don't tell me otherwise. That is not safe for children. That is not safe for kids. And when we talk about child actors, no. As Scrap said, you've seen what happened with the Disney kids. But now for the Nickelodeon kids to come and say, yo, we probably had a little bit worse. And to show the evidence, to have a whistle. Nick, Nickelodeon, honestly, this is why I didn't watch you a lot. This is why I didn't watch you a lot. Like, yeah, y'all was fun. Y'all did all of y'all had all the stars. That's great. That's amazing, bro. But the fact that the heads of state at Nickelodeon, that means the executives that were paying everybody the bills, everybody's bills, the fact that y'all did not have kid safety at your number one priority to make sure that these kids were not touched, harmed, raped, vilified, or any of that. Disrespected any of that. No matter what the money came in. You let it happen. You allowed it to happen under your watch. Don't tell me otherwise. That is exactly what happened. Wow. You're disgusting. I hope your IPO falls or some shit like that. For real, Scrap. Like, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Scrap, I also want to get into this real quick. Is the black community now liking Candace Owens for some reason? I'm just so confused because Candace Owens does a Joe Budden interview and does a Breakfast Club interview and she gets fired from her, you know, right wing job, and now every kind of black or media person that's black want to sit here and kind of come to her rescue, and I'm sitting here like, wait, what? Why are we giving this woman a platform? And then when you as black media, Breakfast Club and Joe Budden, sit here and give dumbass black people like this a platform, then you sit here and twist it and sit here and say, oh, so now we're black media. Bitch, you always been black media. Shut the fuck up. You been black media since you started. Shut up. Like, stop. You've been black in media for, like, stop. Like, let's stop the bullshit. I don't know what the end game is. I don't know what it is, but I just know that y'all are allowing Candace Owens a lot of leeway right now. This is the same woman who disrespected and literally vilified George Floyd, saying that he didn't die the way that he did. This is the same woman who have gotten on multiple platforms to literally disrespect her own race of people. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Is this on? Hello?
Yeah, he.
I'm sorry. Is this on right now? Are we talking about the same Candace Owens? Maybe we talking about, because you know I seen the you know kind of the side by side where they said Gabrielle Union and then Gabrielle Confederacy when they was talking about Candace Owens. You know what I'm saying? Because they kind of look alike in a sense, but they said Gabrielle Union, of course. You know, unionizing, you know, together, and then Confederacy with with Candace Owens, Gabrielle Confederacy. You know what I'm saying? Why are we sitting here trying to, I guess, find leeway with somebody? I can disagree with you, and that's fine. We don't have to have the same viewpoints on life or whatever like that. We can still have conversation and everything. It's when you sit here and literally denounce facts and sit here and start to spit facts with fiction and then try to make that fiction more factual than the actual facts that's on the table. That's Candace Owens. And the fact that a lot of people within the culture and within the community and outside the community are literally sitting here trying to give this woman a platform. But oh, Candace Owens has the platform, which she does. She has like over so many subscribers and so many followers, which is fine. I just won't be one of them. And the fact that a lot of you kind of, I've been watching. A lot of you have kind of switched your role. It's interesting to see. Because y'all are the same people that, you know, Black Lives Matter, right? And George Floyd, Deanna Taylor, you know? Like, that's like, for real. Mm. Or Breonna Taylor, excuse me. My bad. Excuse me. And Justice Steele for Breonna Taylor.
I hate to laugh.
Yeah.
That was funny.
My bad. But still justice for Breonna Taylor. And love and peace and love and rest in peace to George Floyd. Because he did die with that man's knee on his neck, Candace. No matter how you slice it, dice it, weigh it, cook it, clean it, or whatever, that's what happened. That's what the autopsy report came back. And no matter how much you feel or want to use your emotions to sit here and kind of have that retort, I will always remember you for that. I will always remember you for the vile nature and the vile mouth and the vile words and the vile rhetoric that you always spilt during your time coming on so many platforms and me watching you. But I'm not the entire Black community. So, hey, you know, they going to support who they want to support. I don't give a damn. Right. But you do what you do. Stay over there. And I see kind of where the shift is going. So, hey, if you like it, I love it. There you go. Baltimore Bridge collapse. Scrap. Yo! Did you see this shit? This shit is crazy.
Yo. And I'm glad we getting on this topic because that fall right into what I want to say about this trucking shit. So yeah. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
This shit was crazy. So Baltimore's one of their main bridges actually collapsed during the day or during the nighttime. Actually, I believe at 1:30 a.m.
Right.
I hate to say it like this. Luckily, there were not a lot of traffic on the road. However, we do, I believe there was
six bodies missing, six deaths
in there. So rest
got a lot of, we got a lot of freight under the water.
Yeah. So they're still searching, you know, trying to still find bodies and everything. Because again, that's still 1:30 in the morning. People are still working on that bridge. People are still moving cars.
And it was crazy how it happened. It was.
So, Scrap, did the ship lose power? Because that's what I'm hearing.
The ship lost power like 3 times.
Okay.
In like 3 to 5 minutes. It lost power probably like a couple feet away, and then it kicked back on, and then it lost power again. Then it kicked back on, and then it lost power. And then in the last second when the power turned on, it was already taking the bridge down.
Right, right.
This shit, That shit sound crazy. I ain't gonna lie. Me personally, sound like that shit was a setup. But I, who am I? I don't. Now, maybe Scrap, it was having malfunctions.
Here's the thing, Scrap. Now, I'm not. I have 2 degrees, but I'm not the smartest nigga in the world, right? But help me to understand, Scrap.
Ah.
I live in a city where there's a couple bridges here. Okay. I also lived in Detroit where we have our Canada Bridge, right? Very big bridge. Scrap, there's many of freight ships and ships that have gone under these bridges, Scrap, right? Now, again, not the smartest man in the world, but looking at that bridge and looking at the ship. I was just trying to see how the ship was going to fit before it hit the bridge. Now, was this a bridge that kind of, you know, I don't know if this was a detachable bridge. It didn't look like one.
No, it wasn't.
Right? It didn't look like a detachable bridge where, you know, those bridges, you know, they move up and everything. Like, it didn't look like that to me. So, again, Scrap, how does a ship that big, and I've seen ships that big, go under a bridge like that? Because you got to steer, right, Scrap? You got to steer. Steering is not a, is that not a thing? You can't steer left, right, hit something else. I'm just thinking about all the things before we even get to that part.
Right. Because I was born that night, you know, not last night.
Right. I was born that. Exactly. I was born. Yeah. I was born.
I was born that night, not last night. And with me saying that,
all the things, you know, before.
Right. You know, and with us saying what we saying is another thing. I'm sure safety played a lot of part in this shit.
Yep.
And I'm trying to figure out how. I never been no what them boys call that be on the ships, merchant seamen. I ain't never been that. But with all the shit I go through in trucking with safety, I'm pretty sure they shit way more than I was because they in fucking water.
For sure.
And with all the technology and all this, that, and the third, I'm trying to figure out what mechanisms caused the whole boat to cut off. The whole ship.
The whole.
I know y'all got shit to back up the backup.
Now they said they dropped the anchor.
They dropped the anchor. When? After the bridge fell?
I don't know, Scrap.
That's when they dropped it. Because it looked like the motherfucker kept moving.
They said they dropped it. I don't know, Scrap, but that's what they said.
I ain't hear nothing about no anchor.
Listen, again, like you said, I was born that night, but not last night.
Yeah, this sounds like an inside job to lose shit.
I'm just,
or to
listen,
get some freight knocked off.
But this was a major inside job. If it was, like, nigga, y'all just breaking bridges? That's what we doing?
Yeah, and I don't even think it was about the bridge. I think it was about the shit that was on the boat. But that's just me. A lot of containers.
Man, right.
First of all, you know, for some of y'all that don't know, I'm hauling containers now. The things that come on the ships.
Right.
That's what I haul. Shit like that happened, like them boats that got lost a couple months back, few years back, and motherfuckers talking about they haven't found them and all this. That's what fuck us up when shit like that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Or your packages getting delayed because you don't order some shit from motherfucking Bermuda somewhere and it ain't got here yet. You know what I'm saying? And we trying to deliver shit like, you know, that right there is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Scrap, to get into it, I was telling them earlier in the show, I was like, I told him that you showed me a pay stub from
Yeah.
Back when Trump was in office, and then a pay stub from now. And I told him, I said, listen, he don't support the nigga like that. He don't support the nigga at all.
Yeah, I couldn't even finish because my shit was acting up. I wanted to get back on that. Go ahead, cuz, though.
But
yeah,
he was just saying, like, nigga, from what I was working in Trump's term and from Biden's term, it's two different things. And I saw the pay stuff. Nigga, I can see you got to take a pay cut, bro. You know what I'm saying? We got to take a pay cut. You know what I'm saying? Shit a little hard. Nigga, to lose damn near 85% of your pay?
Huh. And for y'all dummies that was commented that probably didn't watch the show.
They didn't.
Or even hear me out. Y'all dumbasses that sound like y'all sit on the couch and wait on chicks. Y'all dumbasses sound like y'all ain't got no CDLs. Y'all dumbasses that don't watch the news. Y'all dumbasses don't know what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas is dumb. Because first of all, y'all niggas talking, I don't know what y'all was saying some slick ass shit under the comments. But just hear me out for a second. Ever since y'all motherfucking granddaddy been in the office, it ain't been right, okay? Ever since y'all log on your granddaddy's lap nuts, your granddaddy Biden, he ain't been doing shit for you.
Right.
He ain't did shit, bro. He did a little something for whoever he needed to do it for, but he ain't did shit. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real.
And listen, I told y'all before, like, I can't get with a brother who sit here and say if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. I told y'all that from the beginning.
And you not even black.
I told y'all that from the beginning.
What about the white folks that voted for you? They don't count. They don't matter to you.
Let them know, Scott. Let them know, Scott.
What about the Spanish motherfuckers? What about the Mexican motherfuckers? Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. But what? And then, like I was saying about this trucking shit for them dummies that commented, like my cousin explained to you, my check stubs went from making damn near $7,000-$8,000 a week until now, but we barely making motherfucking $2,000 to $3,000. For anybody that's out there making that right now, boy, I applaud you wherever you at. I'm clapping it up for you because you done found the sweet one right now.
Right.
I don't know where you at. But the average motherfuckers not making that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back when Trump was president, alone from Texas to New York, on the average, $45,000 load, man.
Wow.
Net pay. After fuel and all that. So really the load was probably like $6,000.
Right.
A load like that right now, average about $1,900.
That's crazy.
And then, hold on. You remember a couple months back, they started saying, oh, if you're 18 years or older, you're going to get your CDLs. Y'all hiring more motherfuckers, and we ain't got enough freight. We ain't got enough freight across the board for everybody to be satisfied.
Right.
Or the freight not adding up. The freight and the fuel, because when Trump was there, shit, fuel was what, like $2.50, $2.75, maybe $3 a gallon. Mm-hmm. When your granddaddy got in there, shit was $5.99. $4 right now as we speak.
Right.
$3.66 at some places. But right now, shit is, you go to Pennsylvania, I'm pretty sure it's about $5. $5 is some change right now for fuel. So we paying more money for fuel, and the load not matching up to that. And y'all talking about what? Because I said we need Trump back in there.
That's
and y'all
they,
talking about
that's
what
they heard, Scrapped. All they heard was he said, we need Trump back in office.
Yeah.
That's all.
And like my dog said, I don't really fuck with Trump like that, but he was making the shit a little better. Unlike y'all granddaddy.
Not granddad Joe.
He let motherfuckers just like, all right, Trump built the wall, right? So the us Americans can have more jobs and shit, opportunities and shit. But y'all granddaddy let niggas hop over the wall to come over here and do what? Pay niggas less? And we trying to get more? So you trying to get a motherfucker you can pay less just so motherfuckers can keep working? Like, what? What about your people over here? You sending billions of dollars to motherfucking Ukraine, Ukraine, whatever the fuck that shit called.
That nigga said Ukraine.
Come on, bruh. Y'all, you sending billions and trillions of dollars over there, but what about y'all peoples over here? Just like you motherfuckers under the comments, y'all weren't complaining when motherfucking Trump was sending y'all stupid ass them stimuluses, huh? Y'all wasn't saying shit. Y'all was sitting there collecting them bitches, waiting on them hoes. I wasn't waiting, but it was so nice, though.
I ain't get one, so I don't know. I would never know. So
you know what I'm saying? I wasn't waiting on it, but it was nice. You know what I'm saying? But y'all wasn't complaining then.
I did.
What Biden gave? Biden sent y'all a check somewhere? He sent y'all something? I don't fucking think so. I don't think he did. I don't think he gave you nothing. But, you know, y'all gonna hear and y'all gonna hear what y'all want to hear and take it and run with it. But that's all I was saying to you dumb motherfuckers, man. Like, us truck drivers, we really been getting our ass beat out here, bro. The motherfucker that's sitting behind the desk is making way more money than us. Mm-hmm. And we doing the footwork. You know how my life, like, bro, a lot of truck drivers done lost their homes, done lost their family. A lot of truck drivers are homeless, can't pay their truck note because of this shit.
Are truck drivers unionized?
No, some, but no, not really.
Okay.
It need to be unionized, though.
Yeah, y'all need to be union.
We definitely do.
That's a fact. Y'all definitely.
But no, it ain't no union in this motherfucker. And we need one, bro. Like, without us, we run the fucking world, bro. Without us, it won't be shit. Mm-hmm. Cause if every truck driver in the world, whether you own the operator, company driver, lease driver, however, if all of us was like, bitch, we ain't going to work for about 3 weeks. Boy, the world will be fucked up.
For a minute, hell yeah, because y'all know y'all get shit to point A to point B, so we need y'all. You feel what I'm saying? We need y'all. Listen, I don't disagree with you to a certain extent. Joe hasn't showed me anything that he's, you know, doing for the people here. So, you know, however, I don't want to see Trump head ass back in office either. I don't want to see neither one of these niggas in office, but... It is what it is. We'll see.
Me neither.
We'll see. But it's all about who can strengthen the economy going forward, who can kind of bring new and fresh economic kind of stability to the economy right now, because it's fucked up. So, you know, not only is scrap filling the effects, you have multiple people in multiple positions of life and of... in different areas of jobs where they still feeling the effects. People are still getting laid off to this day. You feel me? Exactly. It's still hard getting a job to this day, whether you
get
got
a bachelor's,
it doesn't matter. So, you know, the economy is rough. And
it's
while
fucked up.
We really have to think about that going forward as well. Scrap, while we sticking on this topic of politics real quick, Mayor Eric Adams here in New York City got fucking roasted on the Breakfast Club.
Trash!
Mayor Eric Adams, if you guys don't know, he is a former police officer for the NYPD. Became mayor in 2020. And a lot of people don't really, you know, mess with Eric Adams. I didn't do too much research into Mayor Eric Adams. However, I just see what I observe from you and how you talk and how you know, go about your daily life and how everything looks from the camera's perception. And what I know about New Yorkers is New Yorkers are real in front and off camera. Whatever you gonna get in front of the camera is what you gonna get out, you know, off the camera, if not more. And Mary Eric Eric Adams is definitely that individual. And when you see him on camera, some of the shit that he says or some of the mannerisms and the outpour that he has doesn't scream politician, it screams entertainer. So when he went on the Breakfast Club got a amazing attorney to come in. I forgot her name. Excuse me. I do apologize for forgetting the name. But she came in, phenomenal black woman, attorney for New York City here. And she tore him a new one, Scrap. She really did. She really just, you know, was asking him the right questions, questions that need to be said. And normally you would hear kind of Envy or DJ Envy or Charlamagne kind of cutting people off in these type of moments when, you know, people are kind of going back and forth with the guests, presumably a politician, whether that be the mayor or congressperson, and presumably one that is not favored by the people. However, you can watch by the interview just the level of disrespect that he was giving her, because every kind of question she asked him, which was very good, insightful and thoughtful questions that needed to be answered, really, he really couldn't hit her with that. You know, he was very old school in his responses. Well, you know, sister. Oh, well, you know, brother. I said, oh my God, nigga.
Trash.
Like, we are not in 1977. Shut the fuck up. I'm not your brother. I'm not your sister. I have a name, bitch. Like, what are we doing? Boy was sweating from the rooter to the tooter from the first minute that episode got. Charlamagne was digging for a minute. DJ Envy was ready to dig. But then the lady that they got, she digged for all of them. Like, she got right into the Nixon cranny, because that's what you have to have. People are literally afraid of black women in spaces because, one, they don't rarely need note cards to sit here and bombard you with information that you probably don't know. Right? Because, as we know, black women continuously are the highest rated in education, getting an education. Right? And so you have a black woman here. You don't look her in the face. You sitting here talking to Charlamagne about you, like, you being mad, rude, and disrespectful to a black woman who's chewing you up and spitting you the fuck out. And that's why you was being mad, disrespectful. Don't be rude. Don't be rude. Your bald head was smoking. You was sweating. I seen the veins coming out your fucking head. You couldn't sit there and answer one question that she was telling you. All you could go back was, oh, well, your emotions. Oh, well, your emotions. Oh, you're being very gender racist, Mr. Eric Adams. You're very gender discriminatory. You feel what I'm saying? It's not cute. That wasn't cute. You feel what I'm saying? Eric Adams. I think that your term is coming up, so we'll see who's going to be the new mayor of New York. But Eric Adams, Joe Oak. All right, let's get into a couple more topics really quick. Y'all got to leave this uncle alone, bro. For real. Scrap. This uncle out here is just trying to live his life in his New Balances, his Jabot jeans. You feel what I'm saying? His college shirt with the pinstripe. You feel what I'm saying? He felt, Scrap, like he was killing it.
And he was.
Right? And he was.
Because he was. He had a polo.
To me, that's what he had on, the polo shirt. Yeah.
He had on a real. He had on a real polo shirt.
Real polo.
He had creased jeans. Y'all niggas don't wear creased jeans no more.
Talk to him, Scrap. These niggas don't know. First of all, they don't know what an iron is. They don't know what starch is.
No, wrinkle, being wrinkled is a fashion.
They don't know what that is. They don't know what an ironing board
looks
like.
Y'all don't know what starch, nigga.
What is an iron scrap?
What starch?
Huh? Spell it.
Starch. Huh?
Huh? Spell starch, nigga. Like, what? Y'all can't even, y'all can't, like, yo.
Come on, bro.
I told my girl, I said, when we get our ironing board, that's when you know we are grown.
No bullshit.
Because, nigga, I iron my clothes. I got to iron clothes. Scrap. Especially if we going out, right?
Come on,
bro. Don't tell me, hey, me, you, HD, we going out. We got an event to go to. Nigga, what? All right, bet.
Come on.
Oh, the iron board coming. I got to look crisper.
What we looking like? We just came off the motherfucking printer.
What? Scrap, what are you talking about? What are we doing? So I guess the stud and her girl was saying, you don't look fresh. You don't look fresh. This is what the stud who was talking all that shit looked like. Now, this is the girl. She's sitting here looking like a whole damn nigga. Can I go in real quick? I know I've been going in a lot today. I know I've been going in a lot today, but I just need to go in real quick. Oh my God. Scrap, I've seen a lot of studs my entire life. Okay? I never knew what to call them until, you know, somebody told them, you know. But Scrap, studs have always been having the 90s dress wear that always looked like the niggas from the 90s. Studs have been dressing like the niggas from the 90s for like 4 decades. Long shirt, baggy jeans, some shorts to go up under it, some Air Forces or some Jordans that are uncomfortable, a skull cap, excuse me, and a fucking hat. Y'all have been wearing this for years. Ain't no stud coming up to me telling me I'm not looking good. Bitch, you look like a 90s rapper that never succeeded. Get the fuck out of here.
Trash.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I got 2 stud friends, dog. And these is my homies. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Right.
Like, these is my homegirl. Like, these my dogs type
right.
shit.
Right, shout out to them.
And they was against this stud. Like, bruh, she tripping.
Cause crap, we like, see these niggas in the hood wearing this shit. This is common fashion.
Like, and my dog at work, you know what I'm saying? Like,
He color coordinated.
Shit, no homo, no diddy.
He yo, shut the fuck up. I'm not playing.
No diddy. My dog was looking, he was looking prepped. He was looking
this
good.
This is what
man.
Your uncles wear when they go to work.
Come on, man.
Color coordinate. What do you think color coordination came from?
Come on, man.
Color coordination really came from our uncles and our aunties going to church, making sure that the hat matched the shirt, matched the shoes, matched the pants. What are we talking about?
Damn near the socks.
Yeah.
Come on,
Scrap,
man.
To the socks, nigga.
Come on, man.
Nigga, the flower that you're putting in your hat.
Y'all motherfuckers out here wearing.
Stop playing. Orange
with purple
and your cuff. Stop.
Y'all think throwing all these colors and shit together. I don't know. Cause y'all niggas be out here looking like.
I'm here for. Listen. Be daring. Whatever. But don't tell me this nigga don't look good or he ain't doing it just because it's. What I guess out of style, nigga. Your uncle still left. Wearing that same style to this day. Shut the
Come
fuck
on,
up. He still got the fresh New Balances. And then Uncle came back and killed him again with the cream.
Come on, man.
He came back and killed him with the beige and cream.
And fucked around and got a contract with LRT.
Stop playing. So stud. who looks continue, bruh, the stud that put the picture back up. Put the picture back up. She looked like one of them young niggas in college. Like, what are you wearing? And you talking about this nigga. What are you wearing, ma'am? Miss Stud, what are you wearing?
Roscoe Dash looking ass.
Right. Now look at you. You ain't got no LRT deal, now do you, Miss Stud? Like, what the fuck are we talking about, bro? Like, I'm like, your uncles wear the same shit. And they still be getting the bitches. They still be pulling. I can tell when he go out on Saturday and Sunday nights, he be litting it up.
Well, man.
But, you know, we don't know nothing.
Y'all got to stop this high fashion.
Scrap, we don't know nothing.
Bro.
Listen, Scrap, I don't mind high fashion, but don't sit here and disrespect the fashion that came before you that you know,
yeah,
is still making a trend out
here.
Come on,
man.
Stop playing them games because y'all take. And then y'all want to sit here and say, oh, that's not good. Nigga, the same shit that you wearing tight as hell is showing,
tight ass
Miss Stud.
That's Mr. Sir, ma'am.
Whatever. She sounds stupid. That's what she sounded. All right. Let's get into... Well, Scrap, we here. Diddy Gate.
Nobody gonna take my vibe. Nobody gonna hold me down. Literally. There ain't nobody holding me.
God, this is crazy. Now we talked a little bit about Diddy a couple months ago when, you know, all of these allegations and settlements were coming against him. And Scrap, he's... Diddy ain't left the news since we stopped talking when we first, you know, talked about it. He ain't left the news. He's been in it. And from what we know or from what we've seen, Diddy's house was raided by Homeland Security in L.A. and Miami. His kids were arrested. There's allegations of pink cocaine, Scrap. There's allegations of him possibly sex trafficking some girls. There's allegations of Young Miami out here doing a bid, right, for him and doing the same. And, Scrap, I put a clip up of just us talking about it. From one of our episodes a couple months ago, and I specifically said on that thing, where is the humanity in us as individuals when we sit here and we automatically go to the defense of said person who has these allegations? Now, Scrap, to your point that you said earlier about the Baltimore Bridge, I was born that night, but I wasn't born last night.
Hello.
What do we do when R. Kelly sat here, made that video, peed on them girls, and continued to do the vile shit that he was doing? We looked it over. We overlooked it. Did we not, Scrap? A lot of, not us as the young folks, but the generation that was literally sitting here listening, loving on R. Kelly, those parents and those individuals and everybody who has a morality clause and shit like that. What did you do when you sat here and R. Kelly and you heard all of these noises coming from the R. Kelly camp? What did y'all do? Y'all did nothing. Y'all overlooked it, and y'all didn't overstep bounds. Y'all sat here and overlooked. Overlooking is a very common thread and theme within the industry. But I think the time of overlooking to a degree, it's coming to a close. See, when we start to overlook and get ahead of ourselves, we forget about karma. See, she's a bitch. See, karma comes back around when you don't expect it. You can't expect when karma is going to come back around to you. Hell, you can sit here and try to nullify every situation that you can think of to not have karma come back to you. But what is karma? Karma is something that maybe doesn't come back to you in this life. It may come back to you in your children's life, in your grandchildren's life. Oh, because sometimes God forgives, but he never forgets. And see, when we think about stuff like this, I necessarily always don't sit here and go to the defense of the celebrity in question. I don't go to the defense of Diddy because I know he's already going to have his handymans doing that already, especially the people in the comments. I had one comment, though, Scrap, sit here and ask me, basically sit here and say, like, hey, it seems like you are already crucifying this man because you're not giving him a fair trial.
Right?
Scrap, fair trial for what, in a sense? When you've literally sat here and, it's telling, settled with a couple cases, including the major one with Cassie. See, Scrap, I'm very much in the media for real, for real.
And,
right?
Oh, I'll pause you real quick. Just real. Y'all talk about crucifying a man, not giving him a fair trial. Right. That's what
don't,
I heard.
Don't hold on. Don't tear another black man down is the message that I'm getting.
Don't tear another black man down. Right.
That's the message that I'm getting from this.
That's the message
situation.
That you're getting. Right.
Yes. Yes.
But hold on. Y'all sit here. Y'all told Chris Brown. Y'all still tear Chris Brown down from what he did to Rihanna.
Yep.
That was how many years ago?
Yep.
Y'all still be at Ray Lewis' head calling him a murderer.
Yep.
Y'all still be at Michael Bighead about to fuck some dogs.
Yep.
And what y'all saying now?
Don't tear another black man down. Listen, I know that the world is full of hypocrisy and contradictions. I already know that. The same people who are trying to kind of downgrade and downplay Diddy's allegations or lack thereof, maybe, are the same ones who vilify, like you said, Scrap, Mike, Vic to this day, Ray Lewis to this day, and others to this day. Let me make one thing perfectly very clear. I don't make this to tear another black man down. But, and however, accountability doesn't seem to be on the menu for black men, and I've seen that over my lifetime. See, when black men are accused of something, even if we really did it, we don't like to sit here and say that we did it. We don't want to take that accountability. We don't want to sit here and do the thing that kind of needs to be done and apologize. And not just apologize, but literally be sincere within there. Oh, you gotta be a man. Oh, okay. That's fine. But karma's a bitch. I keep going back to that because we forget about her a lot. And when we talk about this thing with Diddy and everything that he's going through, some things can be true. Yes. Because of his involvement with the liquor brand Bellagio, and because he sued them, and because they settled, there could be a smear campaign going on. Could be facts there. But there could also be facts to the point of, hey, he actually did some things in these rooms. He actually probably did some violent, rapey type shit up in these parties. He probably was a nasty motherfucker in ways that just shouldn't be, you know, appropriated here. And when we talk about that, when you sit here and say, hey, I settled with Cassie, I settled with this one, I stepped down from this business, I stepped down from this business, I stepped down from this business, oh shit, I sold this business to somebody privately, oh shit, schools don't want to deal with me, nobody wants to fuck with me. I want to say something as well, Scrap. The silence from everybody in Diddy's camp is golden. The people who have been at those parties, like you said, the people that have, you know, been around Diddy, know Diddy, everything, they have been very, very, very quiet and watching what they say and how they say it, because a lot of you know that you've been to those parties. And I wouldn't, And here's the thing, Scrap. Diddy ain't dumb. There's a part of me that says Homeland Security came in there to wipe shit out. Not to sit here and arrest people for real, but to wipe some files clean. You feel what I'm saying? That is what my actual gut tells me a little bit is that Homeland Security came up in there and just wiped some files clean, because there are some people in big reaches of power who probably went to a Diddy party or two, stayed past their time, Scrap, because we've heard multiple slew of artists come out and say, hey, I left the Diddy party early. I can't tell you what happened after left.
All y'all that stayed for the after party.
Uh-huh, for the after party. Because you know it's the after party after the after party. Right? Uh-huh. So when there's an after party after the after party, and now, and those after parties got a little cameras, footage, I'm always like that. I'm always like, yeah. But it's the defending for me. We never, it's so interesting to me that as a community, we're so quick to defend potentially the criminal instead of the victim first. And then after we find out that the criminal did what they did, oh my God, he's terrible, he's this, when the damage has been done by the folks who did not believe the victim. Or victims, or not even victims, just didn't believe the situation. And in this case with Diddy, just didn't believe situations. Scrap, again, we were born at night, not last night. We both have some common sense here. When niggas say, I left the party early, that's not my scene. Oh, okay. You can put two and two together and understand what that means. You don't need to go to understand what that means. When Usher goes on Howard Stern and says, I was groomed damn near up in Diddy's house to see how the game works, you can put two and two together and use your common sense, or maybe lack thereof. You know, some people don't have none. And sit here and put two and two together and understand what that means. And this is my last point, and I'll let you go, Scrap. Charlamagne Tha God, I wanna address him really quick, because the way that he was talking about this in this situation lets me know that a lot of black men and women feel the same way, if not similar to how he feels, in terms of, hey, Bad Boy record, you shouldn't. You can't tell me you don't feel a sort of emotional remorse for Diddy because of what Bad Boy Records did for the culture. I'm going to keep it simple and plain for you, Charlamagne. No, I do not. and I don't give a fuck. There is a lot of people who may feel the way that you feel, but there's also a lot of us who don't give a damn, who were not grown up in that era, that can literally sit here and say, bad boy does not have any correlation with what the fuck this nigga was doing in his private time that now has been aired because he wanted to sit here and self-sabotage himself and be probably bigger than he was. Now, Diddy could be mentors to many, and that's fine. But accountability has to be taken when you have possibly done some dumb shit to self-sabotage your dumb ass. And you didn't sit here and take the necessary precautions and listen to people when they said, chill out, relax. No. Diddy has always been the shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. I'm going to do it my way or it's the highway. Well, again, there's a bitch called karma, and she comes around every so often. She comes around every so often. And she comes and snatches your ass by the neck. And say, did you forget? She reminds you. A lot of us sit here and get money and we forget. I'm going to say that again, Scrap, because I don't think they heard me. A lot of us get money, a little bit of money, and then we forget. Karma going to make you remember. Member? You member? I hope you member. But that's my soliloquy on Diddy. No Diddy. Diddy Gate. Scrap, do you have anything?
I don't even fucking know right now. All I know is shit for the hit the light. Yeah. Shit already didn't turn it on right now.
Yeah, it's bright. So, but, the lights is bright, y'all, Scrap. The lights is bright.
For y'all that's... And for some of y'all celebrities, because I know it's a lot of celebrities that attended Diddy parties, after parties, got, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say no names or nothing because I really don't know. I ain't no celebrity, but I know enough celebrity to know that y'all done been to Diddy parties. Y'all know what the fuck be going on, or y'all be quiet because y'all done participated in the activities that was going on. Y'all ass going to get got too. Just know that.
Because here's the thing, Scott. I think Diddy is the type to... You know, tell on the low.
Tell on the high. He's gonna spend a lot of bread right now. He's gonna spend a lot of money.
And probably a lot of money he don't have. And I said probably a lot of money he don't have right now.
Nah, he got it right now. It's gonna get low though. But yes. Right now he got it. He got it.
That's a lot of money.
But, yeah, he got it right now. But hush money only lasts for so long, brother.
Right, and that's what it is. You can only hush for so... Scrap, you can only hush for so... You can only keep
me
quiet.
See what happened to Kale? You know what I'm saying?
You can only keep me quiet for so long. And y'all see what happened with Nickelodeon. Huh?
See what happened to R. Kelly.
Come on now, Scrap. Talk to him. You can only keep me hushing for so long because the money runs dry. Scrap, what did I just call her? I said karma, right? The money runs dry at some point. Huh? The river runs dry. Let's know into the water.
How many people, how many others out there? But, yeah, this shit from the... Yeah, Usher already done told y'all.
Usher said it. They pulled it from Howard Stern. He said, listen, it get wild, it get crazy. And as I said before, Scrap, the silence from a lot of folks is deafening. It's literally the silence from them echoes more than any words they could say, because that lets a lot of us know who particularly maybe have... And I'm not saying I did, but particularly probably have looked up to Diddy in some way, shape, or form, whatever, or maybe looked at the environment of that industry the way, or even hip hop in that way, have to now take a step back and say, whoa, what the fuck was y'all on in that type of shit? Now, I'm not saying that shit still don't go on, but I'm saying we got to stop acting like a lot of these niggas who are in media, in radio, doctors, lawyers, all of that shit wasn't at a Diddy party. Didn't get down with this nigga. And now probably a lot of his friends and cohorts have to stay away from him because, nigga, now your shit is blasted. Cassie opened the door. And we said from that point on, we said it on our show. We said it. From that point on, the gates will be opened. Floodgates will flood. And it's been flooding for the last 6 months, crap. So we'll see what happens with Diddy. It's going to be a... It's already been mad interesting, but, you know, it's a lot, Scrap. It's a lot. I just want people to understand, stop saying that this man needs a, I guess, fair trial, quote unquote, when a lot of you don't sit here and even give the person who or the situation a fair trial to even examine. You have to examine all parts. And we as a community of black folks are so quick to literally go to the R. Kellys and the Diddy's and come to their defense, the Bill Cosby's of the world, and come to their defense because I guess of the work and the philanthropy and all that they've done. But at the same time, those same people who know that know the dark side to some of these people too, Scrap. And they will sit there on a hill and die on that hill and say they ain't do shit. You feel me? They will sit there and defend these people to the ends of the earth and say they ain't do shit. They've been pit. Listen, two things can be true. You could have been a pillar in our community and done great for our community and our culture and build our culture up in some way, shape, or form. But you also can be a nasty ass motherfucking disgusting ass motherfucker. I'm sorry that the latter of that is a little harsh and has truth to it too. But two things can be true. So I'ma leave it there. Scrap, what you gotta say to the people before we get up out of here?
Don't be like Diddy.
Oh,
Dirty.
I'm leaving.
Hey, I'm serious though. But yeah, man. Y'all stay out that light. You know?
Facts.
Don't be like these Nickelodeon motherfuckers. Hey, that is all bad for you.
Right.
It might be fun at the beginning, but at the end, it's not it.
Right.
Shouldn't have to tell y'all that because y'all grown, but who seems to be grown motherfuckers is losing their minds. I don't know what's
little
going
bit.
On. A
little bit.
No. I don't know, bro. That shit crazy. But to all the subscribers, followers, listeners, everybody that supported, man, I love y'all, man. Hope y'all have a blessed week, a blessed day. Rest of your day, blessed week. And so on and so on. And all my truck drivers, all my real truck drivers, not these couch sitters, thinking they truck drivers. all y'all be safe, man. And y'all be blessed out here on this road. And let's hope something turn around for us so we can get back to making the real, real millions we was making. Hey, cousin, do you still have my pay stub, man?
Yes. I think I do.
Can you just tell them when, just one pay stub, just one? Because I had to send my dog this shit so y'all can...
One of his pay stubs from back in the day when Trump was in office was almost $9,000.
Oh.
And the other one was almost 8 G's.
Oh.
The other one that he sent me was about the newer pay stub that he sent me was like 23, 24. And I said, what?
24
what? 100, right? So we're going from $9,000, $8,000 bringing in, you know, after everything, to now bringing in almost $2,400. That is damn near almost a 70% markdown on what's happening right now. So there is something that happened. And again, we do it for the people, man, because I know there's a lot out there that are feeling the same way. If not, could be not, but whatever. So again, if you're feeling away, put in the comments. We'll talk about it. You feel what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. We thank y'all for coming in and loving on us and appreciating us. Shout out to everybody that subscribes to the podcast, Epic Echo Community. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all, whether you're on YouTube or you listen to us via audio. We thank you so much. Continue to run it up, run the numbers up. We are back in business, so y'all continue to run the numbers up and everything like that. And we'll continue to bring y'all this great content. Be sure to subscribe to the Patreon. You can do that and listen to this podcast at our website at epicechopro.com. That is epicechopro.com, where you can listen to this podcast and others on our network. All right. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. And we'll be back for TLB Saturdays. Of course, we got some good things to talk about then. And, of course, it's been another one. Hey. We'll see y'all on Saturday, and we'll see y'all on next Tuesday. Peace.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.